So continuing our series on Kiddush. So tonight we'll focus on the Seder HaKiddush. The Gemara tells us in Brachas, there's a Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai in terms of the order of Kiddush. Of course, Vayichu is something else. We'll leave Vayichu out of the picture. But the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai in terms of what is the order of Kiddush. So Beis Shammai says, first you make the bracha on Kiddushas Hayom first, the Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then Bo'er Pri HaGafen. And Beis Hillel, and this is my minig, I'm not sure about yours, I make Bo'er Pri HaGafen first, and then I make the Mekadesh HaShabbos bracha. That's the Gemara in Brachas. Machokis Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and the Gemara goes through the reasons being, was the Yom Gorim the Yayin the Yom, and the Gemara goes to the different reasons why. So there's a famous question of the Achronim on the order, because we know, we're familiar with a famous principle in the Gemara, Tadir v'she'eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. If you have something which is frequent, versus something which isn't so frequent, Tadir Kodem, the one that's more frequent, takes precedence. An everyday example would be Talis over Tefillin, that Tefillin we wear most days of the week, usually six, but Talis we wear 7 days of the week. And therefore, there's another reason, Malin Makodesh Ve'Moridin, they give as well, that we go from Talis to Tefillin. But the other reason the poskim give is because Talis is more frequent, and Sunday, which is more frequent, takes precedence. It is in contrast to Western society, which is very big on events, on things that happen once in a while, that gets more precedence, more credence, but something which happens all the time is usually viewed less important. So, i.e., like, and people always view, and it's not definitely wrong, but people always view, let's say, Yom Kippur. Like, what's the holiest day of the year? You know, Yom Kippur, because it happens once a year. Or is it the discussion of Yom Kippur or Shabbos? So it's a discussion, actually, in the Gemara, in Megillah, exactly, which one gets six aliyahs, which one gets seven. But we passed in that Yom Kippur gets six aliyahs, and Shabbos gets seven. And working with the Ran Shita is that you could, the number of aliyahs signifies the level of Kedushas Hayom. So we see the fact Shabbos gets seven aliyahs and Yom Kippur six. We see Shabbos is a higher level of Kedusha than Yom Kippur. And yet Shabbos happens every week. So in Judaism, it's the everyday things, it's the weekly things that we get Kedusha from, not just the once in a while. So that's what this principle is. We see you have a principle, Tadir Sheno Tadir, Tadir Kodim, that something that happens once in a while versus something which happens frequent, the more frequent takes precedence. That's the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua, the Slach.
Which in the context is, what's the question?
So I didn't ask you. I'm about to. The kasha is why do we make, so the kasha is like this. So we have a principle of Tadir, that's one principle. So the question is like this. Let's say you have one mitzvah, but it has two components, i.e. Kiddush. We have a mitzvah of Kiddush. One component is Bo'er Pri HaGafen, and one component is Kedushas Hayom, is the Mekadesh HaShabbos. So let's say you have one component, which one takes precedence? Is it the Daraisa? Does the Raisa take precedence over the Durabanan? That's what the Pnei Yoshua is assuming in the Slach, and other Achronim, that when you have a choice between a Daraisa and a Durabanan, which one comes first, the Daraisa takes precedence. Even if Bo'er Pri HaGafen might be Tadir, but something which is Daraisa takes precedence over something which is only Durabanan. So they point, so that gets into a whole, right, whole issue, what is the right, what is the rabbanon, which we'll get into in a moment. But that's the shaila, is that Pnei Yoshua asked the Slach that if Kedushas Hayom is the Raisa and Boer Priyagafan is only the rabbanon, so therefore we should do the Daraisa before the rabbanon, so therefore we should first make Beis Shammai seems to have a right. We should do Mekadesh HaShabbos over Boer Priyagafan because the Daraisa takes precedence over the rabbanon. Even if the Drabbanan is more tadir. So in fact, how much is of Kiddush's Daraisa will play a role in the Pnei Yoshua's answer. In other words, we all know the Torah tells us, Zocher Yom HaShabbos V'Kadsho. There's a mitzvah in our Torah of making Kiddush. And the Gemara says, Zachreel Al Hayayin. Remember it over wine. So how much of Kiddush is Daraisa? So according to the Rambam, Kiddush B'Dvarim, Kiddush with words alone is Daraisa. According to Tosis Na'avei Psachim, that Kiddush Al Hayayin is Daraisa, but the actual drinking is only Drabbanan. And the third Shita, it's 2 days until even the drinking is Mavarach Sarach Shita. In fact, this is the Machokis Rashi and Tosis and Nazir. In the beginning of Nazir, when the quotes the Pasuk, the by a nazir, miyayim eshechar, and he shouldn't have wine, except for the mitzvah, so the Gemara talks about my nihu kiddush v'havdolah. So the question is, could a nazir drink from the kiddush of havdolah and kiddush? So the Gemara says, and depending how you learn the Gemara, mushpa v'yomei mehar sinayu. The way Rashi learns, it's not really Rashi, but the Mefarish, he says, it's like Nishba Levat. How could you take a Nedir not to drink wine? It's Mishba Levat Har Sinai. See, if a Rashi holds a Nazir does drink wine. In other words, but what do we see? The point being, he says that even the drinking of the wine is Daraisa. And Tosus there learns the Gemara differently. It's Mishba Levat Har Sinai. It's a bit Mia. There's no drinking wine is only a drabbanan, so that's a machlokas over there, Rashi and Tosfos. So we have three shitas in the Rishonim, whether this the Rambam, whether Dvarim alone is Daraisa, Tosfos that Al Hayayin is Daraisa, and you have Rashi, you have the Mefurish and Nazir that says even the drinking of the wine is Daraisa. So those are the three shitas. So we mentioned that Pnei Yoshua asked, why do we make a Boer Priyagafen before the Mekadesh HaShabbos? Boer Priyagafen is only the Rabbanan, the Mevarach Al Hayayin, and the Kedusha HaShabbos is the Daraisa. So how do we explain our order? So comes along the Bnei Yeshua and says, no, Basil is right, but what are we talking about? We're talking about what we've discussed before, is based on the Rambam says, you yose the mitzvah of Kiddush with words alone. And the Magen Avraham extends the Rambam that you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah when you daven Friday night, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos, you fulfill your mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush. And that's the famous kasha of the Dogel Maravava then, if you already fulfilled your mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush, how could you go home and make Kiddush for your wife? But the point being is, the Magen Avraham Shita is that you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah in Shul or wherever you daven. And when you're making Kiddush Al Yayin, the whole Kiddush is only Drabbanan. So that's what Pnei Yoshua writes. Ein Achinami, that or we'll get to it in a second, but the reason Beis Hillel is saying that you really... Beis Hillel said you make the Boer Priyagafen first and then the Mekadesh, because he's talking about you already fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah already. We're talking about two Derabbanans. If we're talking two Derabbanans, then we go Tadir versus She'eno Tadir Tadir Kodem. So therefore, that's what Pnei Yeshua answers, that really Beis Hillel is right, because we're talking about where you fulfilled already your mitzvah min HaTorah. But if a Daraisa does be at, if you have two components and one mitzvah, it's a question which one goes first. You do the Daraisa first, But in this case, it's two Durabanans, and then we fall back on the regular klal of Tadir. And the Slach even takes it further. He takes the next logical extreme. He even says a bigger case. He says, and he says it by woman, but it's true about men as well. He says, and let's say a man daven in shul daven at home Friday night, and whatever reason the wife is making kiddush, or let's say the husband's not there, the wife, it could be a man also, but it's more likely the woman didn't daven ma'ariv, and the husband's out of town. Nashim chayav is pekiddush hayom dvar Torah. Woman's chayav in kiddush, so she's going to make kiddush. So the Slach writes, if a woman's going to make kiddush, and presumably she didn't daven yet, so then she would make the Kedusha Shayom first, and then the Bo'er Priya Gafen, because for her, she's fulfilling a mitzvah min HaTorah right now, so then if you're fulfilling a mitzvah min HaTorah versus a mitzvah midrabanan, the Slach works with the Pnei Yoshua, that if you have one component, if you have two components of the same mitzvah, the rice that takes precedence over the Rabbanan, even if the Rabbanan has Tadir, all things being equal, we go with Tadir, but the Raisa beats the Rabbanan even if it's not Tadir. So the Slach even took it to the next step, and even if you didn't daven at all, that's how far you have to go. So that's the Chiddush of the Slach. And the Pri Chadash wants to bring a Raya to the Slach and to Bei Yoshua that he agrees with the principle that if you have one mitzvah with two components, the derisa and derabanan, the derisa beats out the derabanan, even if the derabanan is tadir. What's his raya? Kriyashma. The Gemara tells us in Bracha as well, Lama Kadma, why is, goes through the order, why do we do parasha, why the order? Lama Kadma, parasha Rishona, Lashniya. So first we want to be Makabal, Kabbalos, Amalchus, Shamayim. And then we want to accept Kabbalah's old mitzvahs. That's the order. So comes along the Pre-Chadash and raises the question. Well, before he raises the question, let me just give you some facts. So number one, it's a machlokes in the Gemara whether Kriyashma is Daraisa Darabanan, but it's no doubt anymore. We pass in Kriyashma is Daraisa. How much of Kriyashma is Daraisa? So you have different shittas, the Ramban, Pasuk Rishon, Rashi, the beginning of Brachas, Parasha Rishona. You have the Pri Chadash, two parashos, the Rambam, three parashos. You have four shittas. How much of Kriya Shema is the Raisa? The Pri Chadash shittas, the first two are. So the Pri Chadash says, how do I know the first two parashos are the Raisa? Because if Parsha Rishona was Daraisa and Parsha Shia was Drabanan, the Gemara never would ask the Shaila, Lama Kadma Parsha Rishona Parsha Shnia. If Parsha Rishona is Daraisa, because the Pri Chadash is working with the Yisod of the Slach and Pnei Yoshua, if you have different components of one mitzvah and one aspect is Daraisa and one Drabanan, the Daraisa takes precedence. So the fact that Gemara asked the question means all things being equal. And I know both of them aren't Rabbanan. I assume they're both Daraisa. And therefore now they're both Daraisa. Now let's find another reason why one comes before the other. But if one was Daraisa and one's Rabbanan, the question would never get off. And therefore that's... And so the Pri Chadash, again, is working with the same Shita as the Pnei Yoshua and the Slach, that a Daraisa always takes precedence over a Drabanan when you have to choose, when it's one big mitzvah and you have different components. We don't work with Tadir. Tadir takes second fiddle to Daraisa versus Drabanan. Of course, if it's Tadir and the Daraisa, there's nothing to talk about. So that's the sheet of the Pri Chadash, the Slach, and the Bnei Yoshua. Comes along the Shagir's Aryeh and says, what are you talking about? There is no such principle. There is no principle that the bare fact that something that, again, if you have one mitzvah and you have different components, there is no rule that the fact that something is deraisa, that automatically takes precedence over the other factors that go into it, but the fact that it's the deraisa versus the rabbanan isn't automatic. like the Sra claims and the Pnei Yeshua and the Pri Chodesh. And what's my raya? And what's my raya that this is true? My raya is Kiddush Friday night. What do we do Friday night? Boy Pri Adafin's Durabanan. Makadish HaShabbos is Daraisa. Again, he's not working with the Magen Avraham and the Rambam. And therefore, he's saying is that we see we work with Tadir, even if it's a Durabanan versus Daraisa. Boi Pri Agav is only a Durabanan. Makadish HaShabbos is Daraisa. And yet we make the Durabanan. So we see that this whole principle doesn't exist. And he goes on, the Shagar Saye, he goes into other, you guys, in other simanim, he talks about Kriya Shema versus Birkas HaMazon. So Kriya Shema, they're both the rights, but Kriya Shema is Tadir, but Birkas HaMazon really isn't Tadir. Birkas HaMazon is a matzoy. I might eat six meals a day, and I only say Kriya Shema, but that's, I don't have to. So he gets into, but maybe on Shabbos, he says, since on Shabbos you have a chiyuv, so Birkas HaMazon, it is a Tadir Shochova, but then, you know, he gets into Kriya Shema versus, but then parenthetically he points out, but let's say during the week, when Birkas HaMazon is Daraisa, and he's assuming Sfirat Om is only Darabanan, he says, you could pick Eiza Mehem Sheyirtza, there is no rule that you have to pick a Daraisa. The fact that Birkas HaMazon is Daraisa, and Sfirat Om is Darabanan, that doesn't automatically get that status. So that's the Shita of the Shargis Aryeh, that there is no specific order. Not like the first Shita that we go all the way. He's saying is that the fact that one's the Rice or one's the Rabbanan, that's a major machlokis achronim, whether automatically the fact that one's the Rice or one's the Rabbanan. I mean, just to point out, we see, where else do we find one, oh, it's a shiloh if it is, but we find one mitzvah with different components and we do the deraisa before the rabbanan. So, again, we'll get into it more when we learn Sfirat HaOmer, but there's a whole machlokas we showed him today, whether Sfirat HaOmer is deraisa the rabbanan. And there's a middle shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham has a shita that Sfirat HaYamim is deraisa, and Sfirat HaShvu is counting days is Daraisa, even Bizman HaZeh. But counting weeks is only Darabanan. In fact, that's what the Sri Pesach Chaim points out. That's the minhag of the Svardim. The Svardim count, we count days, weeks, and we say La Omer at the end. Svardim count, today is the 22nd day La Omer, which is 3 weeks and 1 day. They break, so why do they put La Omer in between days and weeks? Or Sri Pesach Rang? Because that Choshes Veshitas Rabbeinu Yerucham, that days are Daraisa, weeks are Darabanan. They want to break up to a demarcation between the Daraisa and Darabanan. So, either way, we see that you're counting days there. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, we see you're counting days before weeks. And we see, so that we see the Daraisa comes before the Darabanan. It wouldn't be a raya anyway against, because number one, days are more tadir, because days you start counting even the first 6 days. So, and it makes sense you count the days before you count the week. So, when there's going to be a raya, but this what we see anyway in the Sfira that we're counting days before weeks. And according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, we see that days are deraisa, weeks are derabanan. So, we see this concept of deraisa beating out a drabanan. So there's an interesting Gemara in a different context that we're going to go into when we get to which is coming up. We have to get into Parsha Zachar and Purim as we're getting to Rosh Chodesh. So I'll come back to that raya when we talk about it in the next couple of weeks. But just to continue on the topic of Tadir for a minute, so we see when it's a deraisa versus drabanan. So we seems to say that the Raisa takes precedence, over a Drabanan. So there's another another issue of Tadya, we find that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that let's say you have a choice between near Shabbos, near Shel Chanukah, and Kiddush Al Hayayin. So which one takes precedence? So the Gemara tells us near Shabbos wins because of Shalom Bayis, near Chanukah wins because of Persume Nisa, and Kiddush Al Hayayin comes in last or third because of Tadir. So the Tosis raises the following Shaila, Uminik seems to go against the Gemara. Because when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos Chanukah, we take out three Sifrei Torah. What's the Seder HaKriya? Parsha Shavua. And then we read Rosh Chodesh. And then we read Chanukah. So Tosis says, what do you mean? It should be Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. Chanukah is Persume Nisa. We should read Chanukah, then Persume Nisa. How do we reconcile our minig with the Gemara? The Gemara says, Persume Nisa beats out Tadir, because near Chanukah beats out Kiddush Al Hayayin. And yet, we see when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, we're going with Tadir over Persume Nisa. That's Tosus, Shaila. So, some Rishonim answer, when do we say Tadir wins? That's only when we're talking about a sequence. When we have a sequence, then Tadir kicks in. But if you're choosing either or, I only can do one now. I only can do near Chanukah. I only can do wine for Kiddush. So if it's either or, Tadir doesn't even come into the picture. Tadir only kicks in. It's only a din in sequence. Here, the Gemara was the case of either or. And the other Rishonim disagree and say no. Tadir, of course, works sequence, but Tadir also works when you have to make a choice either or. If you have to make a choice either or, so how do you reconcile Al-Minig with the Gemara? So they come on to another answer. They say the reason is because really Persume Nisa, it says Persume Nisa Adif. It doesn't say Persume Nisa Kodem. We know sometimes achron chaviv, being first isn't always best. So what did they explain? That really Chanukah should come before Rosh Chodesh because Persume Nisa is adif. But we want, the luck is, we read the Haftorah from the last thing we read. So dafka, because Persume Nisa is more chashiv, we put it at the end because we want to read the Haftorah of Chanukah, not Rosh Chodesh. So the Afeinach and Persume Nisa is adif, whether it's either or sequence. But the only reason our order is, it's still adif, it's just not first. And therefore, so that's the Machlokes Rishonim, on whether Tadir is limited to sequence, or Persume Nisa, or Tadir even plays a role when we're choosing either or. That it's just not limited to sequence. In fact, where else do we find this? The Gemara in Brachas. When the Gemara talks about, let's say, really you could daven Musaf all day, and you could daven Mincha all day. We usually daven Musaf in the morning. That's usually not an issue. But let's say a person, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was Rosh Chodesh or whatever, and they didn't daven Musaf yet, it's Zman Mincha. So what do you daven first, Musaf or Mincha? So, strictly speaking, the halacha is you daven mincha before musaf, because the Gemara says tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. The Rambam just explains if you're davening b'tzibur, so then you daven musaf first and then mincha, not to confuse the olam with the kiss principle. Keep it simple, stupid. And the effort, what's the person going to say? You know what? Last week I davened musaf at 8 o'clock in the morning. And this week, I daven at 3 o'clock, I daven mincha before musaf. So obviously I could daven mincha at 9 o'clock in the morning. Because, whatever, I'm just making it up, whatever the person might. So we always want to keep it simple, but tzibur. So the Einach Adam, the rule is, Mincha should be, but because not to confuse the Tzibor, that takes precedent. But Alts Tadir, so if you're daven at home, you should daven Mincha first. So then that's the halacha. So it comes along, the Achronim have the following Shaila. Let's say, I'm not going to say how much time, whether it depends how long it takes you to daven a Shmona Esrei. So you can fill in whether it's 30 seconds, my Shaila, or 10 minutes. Let's say it's right before Shkia, you only have time to daven Musaf or Mincha. You can fill in the time slot. So what should I daven? Should I daven Musaf or Mincha? So some say, well, it's Mincha, Tadir Sheino Tadir Tadakodem, and therefore Mincha takes precedence, I should daven Mincha. Another Rachamim saying, no. When do we say, it's the same machlokas, when do we say Tadir wins? That's only if it's a sequence. I'm davening both Mincha and Musaf now, so then Mincha precedes Musaf, but here I have to make a choice. So we need some other principle to make the decision. Tadir doesn't affect my decision here. So why should one take, so maybe Mincha will win, but it won't be because of Tadir. So the Achronim point out, Musaf would win. But because why? For another reason. Because the halacha is, as the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the fourth parak in Brachas, is a din of tashlumin, is a din of makeup. You can make, so the halacha is that if you miss shachar, you should make it a mincha, mincha mairav, mairav shachar. We paskin la halacha, you only can make up the next tefillah. In other words, if you miss shachar, you can make it up a mincha. But if you miss shachar, you can't dive into shmona esrei as a mairav, it's too late. The statute of limitations have ran out on you. So, the halacha is this tashlumin. And Tosis asks, Musaf is conspicuously left out. So Gemara said, Tosis says, because Musaf is linked, exclusively linked to Karbanos, but Shachar is Mincha Mayrav is Rachamim. So Rachamim is always appropriate. So either way, the point being is, it's clear from the Rishonim, there is no tashlumin when it comes to Musaf. So comes along some of the Achronim. I know the Behuda discusses and others that since if I don't daven Mincha, I can make it up at Mayrav. But if I don't daven Musaf, there is no makeup. So in a case where I only can daven one now, I should daven Musaf, because daven Musaf, and then I could daven Mincha with Tashlum and Mayrav. But if I would daven Mincha over Yom Obato Karbono, it would be too late. I can't daven Musaf anymore. So therefore, so some poskim say, no, you should daven. So again, so the point being is, this Nakuda, whether Tadir is limited to sequence, or Tadir plays a role even when it's not sequence. So to summarize, we had the issue between the Pnei Yoshua Slach versus the Shagash Aryeh. One question is, whether if you have a Deraisa versus Drabanan, so Tadir doesn't play a role either, according to the Slach and Pnei Yeshua and the Pri Chadesh, the Raisa beats out the Drabanan, even if the Drabanan's Tadir. The Shagas Aryeh disagrees. The Raisa Drabanan play no role in making that decision of sequence. Tadir wouldn't play that role. Tadir or the Drabanan would beat out an Eino Tadir the Raisa. And then we pointed out in the Gemara and Shabbos a further issue, how far does Tadir go? Is Tadir only a question of when I'm doing both, which one comes first? Or does Tadir play a role even in either or? Like it's Mashma in the Gemara, they say they brought up the Tadir in an either or question, so it could be, you know, one could argue in the Gemara that Tadir even plays a role either or. And thirdly, we discuss the issue of Tadir as well, the same issue, but in a different context between Mincha and Musaf, whether does it only apply in sequence? So therefore, I'm about to daven Musaf Mincha now. Do I say then? Okay, then Mincha wins. But if I'm only going to daven one, then not necessarily. Or no, Tadir plays a role. That's the lucha. I got to daven Mincha. Too bad. Me'uvas lo yachal iskan. You can't daven Musaf, and that's the end of it. So those are just some of the issues that come up on the topic of Tadir, but it ties into our Kiddush issue in terms of our Seder HaKiddush, whether how come we make the Boyer Pri HaGafen before the Kaddish? Is it because, like, the Pnei Yeshua and the Schachor, we're only dealing with Drabbanan, and therefore, if they're both only Drabbanan, in time we make Kiddush HaYayin, so hence, Boyer Pri HaGafen wins. But in Achinami, perhaps if this was our first time doing the mitzvah of Kiddush, then maybe we would do Mekadesh HaShabbos first. And the Shagras says, no, there is no rule, it doesn't exist, that the rice, the component, automatically beats out of Drabban. Haraya is Kiddush. You always go with Tadir, even a Tadir Drabban and beats out of Eno Tadir Daraisa. That's the one Machlok is. And then the other issue in Tadir, whether Tadir only plays a role in sequence, or does Tadir even play a stronger role, even determine if I only have one mitzvah to do, does Tadir play a role in determining whether Mustaf or Mincha, or in this case, you know, whether it's the Seder of Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, definitely plays a role in, but you know, in an either or question.
Great. Two questions?